First, we continue our series of conversations with young people who are leaders in their respected fields and communities. They're candidates, they're participants in the Desmond and Leah Tutu Legacy Foundation's Leading for Humanity program. And it's a program that focuses on a cohort from all sorts of sectors, backgrounds, and professions, from the arts to motor manufacturing, to politics, from hospitality, noting that all of us are leaders within our own communities and our own respected fields. So we're talking today to Aidan Parrott, who's a storyteller, connector, facilitator, that's what he calls himself, also communications officer in the office of the mayor of Mossel Bay, Dirk Kotze's office. Aidan Parrott joins me now on the line. Good morning, Aidan. Hope you've been well.
Good morning, Lester. Good morning to your listeners and to the community there at Relab in Westridge. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
What does a storyteller, connector, facilitator do, and how does that impact on the lives of everyday South Africans, Aidan?
So I think, thanks, Lester. I think there are three separate things. A storyteller, you know, we all have someone in our family who tends to tell interesting stories around a braai. And I think what we sometimes forget about that person is they sit with a lot of history that they're sharing. Often they're telling memories or they're telling funny experiences, but also painful experiences that in hindsight become funny. And so a storyteller carries the history of people. A storyteller carries the brand or the collective identity of an organization or a community or a country. A Relab after many, many years will have, I'm sure it already does, but for example, after many years will have its own story to tell through the people that are there, through each of them telling their stories. A connector, I think it's important to be able to spot how collaboration can be built through building different networks. You mentioned that the Leading for Humanity program has a huge emphasis on cross-sectoral discussion. And I mean, we've had someone who is working with the Archbishop of Canterbury. We've had Nositle, who was in manufacturing, you spoke to last week. We've had someone in agriculture. So the conversations that happen between them through that connection helps to build solutions that also address challenges in society from a multifaceted perspective. And the facilitator is usually just the person in between that. But I think we each facilitate through our role in a network.
Because we all have ideas, it's how we distill those ideas. And you've worked with Dele Olajedi, who's the founder of the World Ideas Festival, and I've met Dele. He's an absolutely wonderful man. He's a great way of controlling and crystallizing ideas, particularly in a audience or a group of many, many people with their own things and own ideas and own thoughts floating in there. But you worked as an assistant at the World Ideas Festival. We all have ideas. Africa, South Africa, rich with innovation, with ideas on how to make this part of the world where we live a better place. It's about someone who can crystallize those ideas, who can facilitate taking an idea into an operation, creating a goal, and actually actioning that particular plan. That's what facilitators do. Talk to me about your experience of being in rooms with very, very bright, thoughtful, and innovative young South Africans and taking ideas out of someone's head onto paper and into action, into a real-world situation, Aidan.
Thanks, Lester. So briefly, when I worked for Dele, I remember him telling me, you know, I use too many words. And that speaks to the idea of crystallizing. I think crystallizing and synthesizing any idea. And then also at the Africa in the World Ideas Festival, there was a big push for people to identify challenges and then build the relationship to go out into the world and help provide one good example was coding classes. There was a program in one region where they had taught undersourced communities coding and then taken that to a country in Africa. So with facilitation, I'd also been involved with a new school of facilitation program in October last year. And through that learned the big question was, how do we gather? Are we deliberate about how we gather and what we do when we gather? What is the function of me and you sitting for this interview? What is the point of me and you gathering even as two people to have this conversation and what do we want to achieve out of that? Mm. And so important is with the Leon Tutu, Desmond Tutu Foundation's program was that as our, in our different sectors, we need to think about what do we do afterwards? How do we take our impact back to our community? And through, I've got a little blog around the Royal Advisor Network. Something I've been doing there is just giving people a platform to share their ideas. And through that, they can then network and collaborate.
Mm. Let's talk about empathy-driven leadership. We have people who want to get into leadership positions. It's often been a blight in South Africa over the last few decades of people wanting to get into position of leadership for a particular form of material gain. But you say, no, we have to drive a message of empathetic leadership in South Africa. What does that mean to you?
So, yeah, Dr. Elaine Aron wrote a book, The Highly Sensitive Person. And in that book, she says that for aggressive societies to survive, they always need what she calls a priest, judge, or advisor class. She refers to them as a more thoughtful group, often acting to check the impulses of the warrior kings. They are often counselors, historians, teachers, and scholars. And you know yourself, Lester, you've been at the front lines, I think, of a lot of South African politics and some of the more ruthless elements of that. There are a lot of warriors out there, a lot of people who just want to push and bulldoze. And empathy is important because we need people who start with trying to understand the other. We need people who start with trying to understand the needs of their community, who try to understand when something goes wrong. Don't just try to, throw money at the problem. Don't just try to silence someone, but actually try to sit with them. And this is something that the Leading for Humanity program taught us very well, is try to sit with them and to ask, where is the root cause of this challenge you're facing? Often we only...
Aidan, really appreciate your time. Unfortunately, leave it there. Aidan Parrott, he is was selected for the Desmond and Leah Tutu Legacy Foundation's Leading for Humanity program. We'll bring you another participate next week this time. But 9 minutes.